This is Margot Wallström, the European Commissioner for the Environment, presenting the new EU Health and Environment Strategy at a conference on that in Warsaw just a few days ago. Ladies and gentlemen, the European Commission in June this year launched a new European Strategy for Environment and Health, which focuses especially on children. This Environment and Health Strategy was presented jointly by the Commissioner for Health, David Byrne, by the Commissioner for Research, Philippe Bousquin, and by me, in my capacity as Commissioner for the Environment. The ultimate objectives of this strategy are to reduce the burden of disease caused by environmental factors in the EU, including the new member countries as of next year. We need to identify and prevent new health threats caused by environmental factors and strengthen the EU's capacity for policy making in this area. We refer to the strategy as the SCALE initiative, S-C-A-L-E. We need to scale up our actions and efforts to protect our children and ourselves from environmental risk factors. But SCALE is also an acronym, and each letter stands for one of its elements. The letter S for science indicates that the strategy will be science-based. C stands for children, since we want to focus on this particularly vulnerable section of society. In Europe, there are 157 million children, most of them living in urban areas, where, to take just one example, air pollution is particularly bad. A stands for awareness. We need to raise the awareness of citizens. They have the right to be informed about environmental risk factors that may affect their own health and the health of their children. This is particularly important, as we know that environmental dangers are a great worry to European citizens. In a recent Eurobarometer survey, some 89% of the respondents expressed concern about the potential impact of the environment on their health. L stands for legislation, since full use will be made of the advantages that European legislation offers to complement national and international initiatives. And E stands for evaluation, since all actions taken within this strategy will be evaluated continuously, with the twofold purpose of verifying their effectiveness in reducing environmentally related health problems and enabling us to address new ones as they emerge. With SCALE, we are taking a long-term view. It is ambitious, and it will take time before it starts producing results. But these results will be essential to help us achieve our aim of protecting the health of this and future generations. The European Environment and Health Strategy will be implemented in cycles, initially focusing on four priority diseases linked to environmental factors, such as indoor and outdoor air quality, electromagnetic fields, and the urban environment. Straight away, we shall be launching pilot actions to examine the effects of these environmental factors. We intend to establish indicators and biomonitoring systems that will help us better understand where, how, and why they affect humans, particularly children. For example, we want to monitor the health of 100,000 children in different cities across Europe over an extended period of time and relate their health conditions to the environment situation in these cities. From the outset, the strategy will be developed for the enlarged European Union, since there are many regional differences related to environmental health problems. In Poland and the other nine acceding countries, accession to the European Union will already help bring significant health improvements. EU environmental legislation has always been health-driven, and full implementation of the environmental acquis will result in cleaner air, purer water, and better waste management.